Without any action, affected agencies would have seen pension contribution rates jump from 49% to 84% of their employees' salaries, potentially shutting down local health departments and mental health centers and driving up tuition. But any plan to cushion the blow also places a greater burden on the state's already stretched pension system. Senate Budget Chair Chris McDaniel framed the dilemma this way.
The question is, should we do our best to help them maintain their 49% level, or should we put them into a situation where their only option is bankruptcy and they pay nothing?
The compromise approved by both chambers would freeze contribution rates for another year and allow universities and agencies to leave the state pension system. If they opted to exit, they could pay back their liability in installments. But the plan is anything but simple.
This is yet another rush job.
Jason Bailey with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy notes that under the plan, retired workers could see their benefits cut if the agency that employed them is late on a payment.
So if you're an 85-year-old woman receiving a retirement benefit, you could literally have it frozen because your former employer is not paying on liability. And that's not fair to those folks living on a fixed income or who've are counting on those benefits. It's also not legal.
Critics also warn the reforms could spell trouble for the retirement system itself as pensioners exit and employers pay a discounted rate back into the system. Proponents say there are no good options for fixing the problem, and the compromise is the best solution. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.